Welcome back to Little Luxuries, the podcast where we celebrate the beautiful, intentional, and joy-filled life. Today's episode is all about passion and purpose, especially for the multi-hyphenates. So what happens when you love a lot of things? When you light up at bar and at the closing table, or when your soul sings in the garden and behind a mic? Here's the good news. You don't have to choose just one thing to love, but you do have to know how to choose what goes where. Welcome to Little Luxuries. I'm your host, Tara Wright Knudsen. This is a podcast all about embracing the small joys that make life feel rich and beautiful. From simple pleasures to intentional moments, we'll explore how to infuse luxury into our everyday routines, find fulfillment in our work, and savor the life we're creating. Because joy isn't just in the grand gestures. It's in the little things. Welcome to the show. All right. So I saw this quote the other day on social media and it really struck me at my core. It said, "Why does the term Renaissance man exist but not Renaissance woman?" It's because women are Renaissance women. Women are naturally good at a lot of things. And so if you ever feel like you don't know which passion to pursue, this episode is for you. Being a multi-hyphenate, being a Renaissance woman is a gift. It's not a distraction, though sometimes it can feel like one because we find ourselves constantly being pulled in different directions. So rather than feeling scattered, feeling like you're too much, or feeling unsure of which way we're going to go, today we're going to celebrate being multi-passionate, multi-talented, and multi-curious. Sometimes people will ask me, you know, Tara, how do you do it all? It seems like you have your hand in a lot. And I'll be honest, I do have a lot of hats that I wear. But I've found that there's a common thread that runs through all of the things that I'm passionate about, whether I make money with them or not. And my guess is that after this episode, you are going to be better able to identify which passions you pursue, maybe in a professional way, and which ones you lean into to make sure that you light up, that you're fueled, so that as you move through the things that do make you money, right? Like give you stability, give you security, they can be done from a place of love and a place of being filled and not from a place of lack. So a student from my bar studio saw me one day and I was in my real estate office. My office is downtown. I live on an island and it's right on the main street. And she saw my name outside and she popped in and she was like, "Oh my gosh, is this your second job?" And I said to her, I said, "Well, you know, I love bar, but teaching two classes a week doesn't exactly pay my mortgage." And I just thought it was so funny how when we're in certain places, we can be all in, right? Like my bar instructing is no less important to me than my real estate business. Both of them are life-giving. Both of them are challenging to me in different ways. Both of them allow me to really lean into community, leaning into service, leaning into filling other people's cups and guiding them toward their goals. But I'll be really honest, like one pays the bills and one pays for my workout gear. And so, you know, when it comes to being really meaningful with your time and meaningful with what you're doing, I love this idea that you can be all in on many things and still show up in ways that are meaningful. So here's a journal prompt for you, or just something maybe to pause and sit with in the middle of this podcast. What are the identities that you carry that light you up, whether or not anyone else sees them, whether or not they're tied to an outcome, whether or not they're tied to a paycheck? In all seriousness, I do feel very strongly about all of the hats that I wear. And it's true, being a bar instructor is as important to me as being a real estate agent. I actually feel like I'm better in my job in real estate. I feel like I'm more competitive. I feel like I am mentally more sharp because of bar. When you find the things that you love, what tends to happen is your energy around them changes, and that energy ends up making its way into other aspects of your life. So how do you tell the difference between a passion project and a purpose-driven pursuit? This is something that I have explored for the last 10 years, and I have had many iterations of income-producing passion projects, free purposeful work and everything in between. And there was a season in my life when I really did probably bite off more than I could chew. I felt like I had to constantly be producing, constantly have my hand in everything, volunteer for everything, pick up extra shifts at work or stretch projects. And I'll be really honest, I don't do that anymore. The reason that I do so much now is because I say no to a lot. I say no to spending time with people who I don't enjoy. Like, I don't really know how else to say that. People who are an energy suck, people who are constantly complaining, like, sorry, you're out. I say no to overextending through volunteer work. I sit on the board of a nonprofit that I care deeply about. I give to organizations that I'm passionate about, but I am not volunteering my time in a lot of capacity right now because I have a really special season at home where time is my most valuable currency and I want to be home with my kids in the evening. I do not say yes to stretch projects or overextending myself in my client roster. I work with a pretty intimate client roster on purpose. I have a big business and my business continues to grow and I love it. And I have systems in place to help scale my business, but I purposely do not overextend. I'd rather bring in a trusted colleague than stretch myself so thin that the things that fill me up are the things that fall off the table. And many times I think that we see being multi-hyphenate as a bad thing because it ends up stretching us so thin because we're saying yes to everything instead of saying yes to what matters most to us. I had the opportunity to listen to Melinda Gates speak about her new book the next day. She and Reese Witherspoon had this incredible conversation. It was so amazing. But we were reading the book and in the first chapter, the most powerful thing that stuck out to me was this quote from her parents. And they said, if you don't set your own agenda, someone else will. And I have found this to be true time and time again, you know, when I look back over my life. If you do not tell your time where it's going to go, if you do not set your priorities, somebody else will come in and set their priorities and make you part of it. So saying no and leaning into the things that do give you energy, leaning into those big yeses, that's where this magic of the passion project and the purposeful work start to play together. So we need to be in this constant state of discernment, right? Like, is what you're doing giving you energy or is it draining it? Could you see yourself doing these things even if nobody paid you? Are others impacted by what you're doing? Are they drawn to it organically? And is there a natural connection between your passion projects and your work? You know, do things work together synergistically? And that's where I was out of that alignment for a long time. And to have found this sweet spot where, you know, people are like, you do so many different things. And I'm like, at the core of what I do, what I care about is helping people's, you know, make their lives easier, right? Giving people guidance when they know where they want to go. And letting them know that I'm here to help them every step of the way. Like what I do in bar and what I do in real estate are almost identical work. I'm like, here's the set list, right? Like, here's our plan. Here's what we're doing for the next 60 minutes. Here's what we're doing for the next 60 days. I'm going to tell you what we're doing next. You do it. You don't have to worry about what we're doing at the end of class, right? Like, you just worry about the next move. You just worry about the next muscle group, or you just worry about these next, you know, check marks in the process of buying or selling a home. My passion is making that easier for people and letting them know and believe in themselves that they can do it and being the encourager to say, I know you can do this and I've got the steps to help you get there. Now, that's not going to be everything that you're passionate about, right? So like on the flip side of that, I love to garden. I've never had a yard before we lived in this house that we're in now. And so, you know, I grew up in like condos and apartments and never in my life did I think I'd be a gardener. Turns out I am. I have no interest in making money as a gardener. But I love to put my hands in the dirt. I love the grounding, you know, and, you know, science and studies continue to come out about the benefits of like your hands in the dirt, being barefoot in the grass, like really using the earth as a grounding ritual, which I love. But it's also just really wonderful, you know, to be out in nature, to listen to the birds sing, to pick flowers and, you know, herbs and all of these things. this is just my life-giving hobby, right? And giving myself permission, writing it on my calendar and saying, you know, Saturday afternoon, I'm spending 2 hours in my garden. That is just as important as the work that I do in all of these other times of the week. And it's maybe even more so because it's the time that I get to fill my own cup. Now, as I said, real estate and bar are channels where my passion and my passion to serve others also directly benefit my livelihood. And I happened to put all of those pieces together because they encompassed a ton of passions that I had constantly moved back to. As I back over my life and say, like, what jobs gave me the most fulfillment? Where did I find, you know, the best financial gain? Not because I'm interested in always making the most money. I do believe that when you love what you do, the value that you bring is higher. And so making money at what you love is a good thing, because then you can take the money that you make doing the things you love and use it to support missions that you love and the purposes that are meaningful to you. Funding the passion projects, funding, you know, the need for change, the need for support in marginalized groups. That's something that I'm really passionate about always, but especially in this political climate. So for me, like, the more money I make, the more money I can give and the more I can support. And that's pretty powerful too. So how do you cultivate a passionate and purposeful life? This is something that we talk about all the time, like the juggle. So you hear people talking all the time about the balance, right? Like the balance of what we do and work-life balance. Juggling is, I think, more realistic with how our days go. But juggling doesn't have to be chaos. Juggling can be graceful. Juggling can be fluid. And one analogy that I love is this idea that we're juggling different balls, right? And so some of the balls are rubber, some of the balls are glass. And our job is to make sure that the glass balls don't break. The glass balls being your own personal well-being, your family, your health, your friendships, right? These are things that cannot fall because they are the things that keep you lifted. But I'm going to take you through some of the things that I do to make sure that the things that matter most to me, these passion projects, the purposeful work, happen on a regular basis and with a really great rhythm so that I don't feel like I'm burning out. So first of all, I use a time blocking calendar system. So I'm currently using a full focus planner. I have been for the past 2 years and I do love it. What I love about it is that every day you get three priorities. That's it. So you can have your giant list of to-dos, but at the end of the day, you have to be discerning about how you spend your time and what you do first. So you put down your three priorities and then your to-do list moves to your calendar. And when I say to-do list, I mean everything I want to get done in the day. That means sometimes I'm, you know, teaching a bar class. Sometimes I have client appointments. Sometimes I have admin work to do to just go in and update some files. Some days I have major housework to do. We have lots of laundry. Some days I just need to lay down and rest, and I will even write down rest. Like I said earlier, like in my calendar on Saturday afternoons, I block out 2 hours of like garden and outdoor time. It goes onto my calendar because it's just as important to take the rest as it is to put in the work. These things work together. And we're better at what we do professionally when we take that personal time. Also, we let our seasons guide us, right? Like, I'm not gardening in the winter. So in the winter, I might take more time to read a book. I got into watercoloring this last year. Finding different ways to rest. Rest is not just laying down and closing your eyes on the couch, though sometimes we need that too. Sometimes rest is sitting down with a great novel. Sometimes it's writing in our journals. Sometimes it's an artistic outlet like watercolor or drawing. Sometimes it's working in the garden or working with our hands. Maybe it's working with clay, taking a pottery class. Finding ways to rest your mind and take your mind off of work and off of other responsibilities is necessary. And, you know, I think that is where these, you know, multi-hyphenate terms come from, is we can find joy in many things, and all of those things together become this beautiful bundle of who we are. Now, sometimes people knock how rigid or anal I am about my schedule. I love when those DMs come in where they're like, you're crazy to write down that you are watching Real Housewives today in your calendar. Here's the thing. When you build supportive structures and supportive systems, you have way more flexibility to do the things you love. Because if you're not setting your agenda, somebody else is going to set it for you. Having structure, having habits, having routines, and having collaborators makes it possible for us to not just be multi-hyphenate, but to be well taken care of. And when you do those things, when you let your identity flow into your work, your passion creates trust, it creates connection, and most of all, it creates authenticity because people understand who you are as a whole, that you are not just a robot doing a job, and that your worth is not tied to your work. You are so much more than the work you put in your office, at your laptop, whatever it is you do for work. You are a multifaceted, multi-talented, multi-passionate individual, and your work is not your identity. Our identity should be in what is important to us, in our passions, in our purpose-driven initiatives. That is where our identity lies, is in that truth, in that authenticity, right? Because the human connection that comes from being who we truly are is what makes this world a better place. So here are my closing thoughts for the week. You don't have to fit in a box. You are a bouquet. Let's take it back to the garden. You are not one plant that just sits in a pot. You are a beautiful bouquet of flowers, delicate flowers. That's what my husband calls me, a delicate flower, because one, I'm kind of high maintenance, and two, I just enjoy, you know, being soft. I do. And you are a beautiful bouquet of flowers. You have so many things that make you unique. More than anything, I just want you to celebrate your multi-hyphenate nature. I want you to get curious about where your joy is leading you and ask about your passions and about your purpose, which ones are here to restore me and which ones are here to help me restore others? Both are equally important. The more we fill our own cups, how many times have we heard it? The more we fill our own cups, the more we overflow, the more we have to give. It is not selfish to fill your own cup. You deserve to be a priority in your day, every single day. I will say this probably every single week. Whichever multi-hyphenate passion that you choose to put on your calendar, you deserve it. You deserve to keep that spot with yourself. You deserve to honor that commitment to yourself. And when you lean into those things, you will find your life naturally start to synergize around them and bring more experiences like that. And then the next thing you know, your work is your passion, is your purpose, and you're doing it in a way that restores you, that helps you restore others, and hopefully brings a lot of money to you. I mean, let's be honest, that would be great too. So I hope this is helpful, and I hope you'll share this episode with your favorite multi-hyphenate souls. If you're not already, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Little Luxuries Podcast. Of course, subscribe on your favorite listening platform, leave a 5-star review. It really does help spread the magic. And before you go, just remember this. I am your biggest cheerleader. I want you to live your big, beautiful, multi-hyphenate life. I want you to do the things that you love and take time to take care of yourself. Take time to ask that question. What brings me joy? What brings me energy? How do I help restore me? How do I help restore others? Because when we all start asking those questions, we make this world a better place. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Remember, luxuries aren't about the grand things. They are really caught in the little moments. I'll see you soon.